proud of you, these guys, for being able to play the way they did in really miserable conditions. And a game you guys really needed to kind of get things turned around.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was a great effort by our guys. Obviously, the conditions, both teams had to play through them. It is what it is, but our guys went out there and played and competed. I mean, we had no walks on the pitching side, you know, which was really impressive, you know, especially with the mound conditions and just throwing strikes. Defense was flawless. Man, it's tough conditions to field ground balls and even fly balls, too, with the rain in your face. And the way we ran the bases today was awesome. You know, Leote, Gunny, you know, all the guys were pushing the envelope on the base pass. And honestly, it was the fans tonight, too, were great. You know, it's tough to watch a game in those conditions. And I don't know how many fans are there, but the boys felt them in the dugout. So it was awesome.
What did you think of Bassett tonight?
Bassett was, he gave us exactly what we needed to win the game. You know, he was throwing strikes, you know, no walks. He was competing. I don't know if the velo was up a little bit, maybe it was up a tick, but it looked like the fastball had more life to it. And then he did a good job with the curveball, landing in the strike zone and getting chased with it, mixing some changeups. No, he was great. He was efficient. Yeah, it was a really good outing for Bass.
You mentioned the base running. You know, Price first to third, leads to runs, sack fly, walk. This guy gets at home. Is that kind of, are those examples of like the little things you want to see from your team that, you know, really can the difference in the ballgame?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's something that our coaching staff have been preaching ad nauseum since spring training, you know, and with our guys, like, they have the ability in a box to change the game with one swing. And we know that. They're so talented. But also, like, little things like that, it puts the pressure on the defense, you know, and then it also changes the defensive behavior where it's, if they have to make a decision to play back, play in, you know, sacrifice flies in play. So, no, it was a great job of our guys really being aggressive on the base pass today.
How impressed were you with Holiday being only in the second start of the year to be able to get on base three times and leave the yard?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, that's what Jackson can do. He's so talented. You know, great at-bats. Getting this first hit going down, like seeing it hit the grass, probably – took a little bit of weight off him, you know, and that home run was impressive in a lot of different ways, how it went underneath the foul pole, but also from our vantage point in the dugout, like that ball could have hooked foul, but his swing path is so clean where it just, the ball flight just stayed true. Yeah, he had great at-bats all night.
Do you manage your bullpen any differently with the conditions being what they are? I guess, for example, like you use Rico maybe a little bit earlier than you normally would. Do you go higher leverage a little bit earlier, not knowing if you're going to play nine, for example?
Yeah. Oh, no, that wasn't a factor. It was like we have, like we talk about us in the pitching group before we go out to the game, kind of like a loose plan of the bullpen and which hitters we like for which pitchers. And, you know, we went through different scenarios. And tonight was the case where we wanted Rico to be the fireman and be that guy to clean up. Like he's shown he's been outstanding in that role and a lot of confidence. And, you know, with the ability for him to come in and do that, knowing that we still have guys that can pitch in the back end, you know, like we talked about early in the year where guys kind of will get a variety of different looks at different roles. And, you know, with Helsley being down, it's kind of elevated guys into different spots. And, you know, that's kind of how we want to raise the floor in our bullpen, so to speak. And all of our guys in the back end that are in the pen, we're comfortable with rolling out there. But yeah, tonight was Rico's night to come in and clean up, and he did an outstanding job.
How much does Yennier Cano piss his way into the conversation of late high leverage situations this year?
He's always been on my mind. You know, it's just seeing him for the past 2 years across the dugout, him coming in, like, it's gross. You know, it's a tough at bat for righties, and he's done a great job of putting a plan together and attacking the lefties too. And you're just seeing a confident Yenny right now. I mean, it's, I don't care who's in the box, righty or lefty, like that split when it's going, it's really tough to square up. And when he's relentless in the strike zone, getting the balls where he wants to go, it's a really tough at bat. So Yenny, just like all of our guys, but Yenny in particular, like, there is a ton of confidence in him.
Do